At the age of 50, I believe I have reneged on every serious vow I have ever taken, and to be perfectly honest, I'm sorry it took so long. Though I can't remember the details of the oaths I took as a Cub Scout, Weebelo, and Boy Scout, I believe I am safe in saying that I have violated both the letter and spirit of all of them. The same can be said for all the godly commitments I made at the various levels of the YMCA-sponsored Christian Brownshirt program to which I adhered for several years. I won't repeat the vows I publicly professed when being inducted into the cult in which I misspent my youth. Suffice it to say that I have broken them repeatedly, and with gusto. And finally, the earnest vows I made to my first and second wives are now costly entries on the list of supposedly fun things I'll never do again. Basically, I am a practiced oathbreaker, a promise non-keeper, and a passionate disregarder of all my youthful commitments. Hooray for me. The pleasures of vice are as sweet as reported and easily outstrip the pallid rewards of faithful asceticism. My mental and spiritual well-being are also improved, which only makes sense. It is always a good idea to escape confinement, in whatever form it occurs. I now maintain that breaking vows is not nearly so sinful as making them in the first place. After all, a man who makes a vow is a man who has decided not to change, not to adapt his beliefs to new knowledge or circumstances. He is a man who has decided not to think, and at least in my book, is a grievous sinner indeed. The making of vows seems hardly human, and it's interesting to note that vows are typically extracted from us by governments and churches that are eager to bind us with our own words, to tie us up with guilt and fear. It's easy to see what these corporate entities get out of the arrangement, armies of self-policing followers. But how exactly do humans benefit? Can it ever be a good idea to agree in advance not to change my mind? Doesn't it seem a little paradoxical to use our human capacity for reason and commitment to commit to not reasoning? The whole thing stinks to me. If what I am agreeing to is such a good idea, why can't everyone involved trust that it will continue to be a good idea? Why must my very soul be subjected to an eternal, non-negotiable contract? I wouldn't sign such a contract with a timeshare condo association, and nothing in my personal experience, or world history, suggests that religions or governments are any more reliable. Perhaps I need to make just one more vow, one that settles the matter once and for all. I swear to God, I am never going to swear to God again, or to anyone else, for that matter. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.